play. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle. Yes, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. The show is Word for Word. I am Pastor Steve, and this show is for the 12th of July, 2017. We are in the book of Proverbs. We will begin with chapter 17 today. There are only 31 Proverbs, but there are so many notations that go with them, and they're usually quite long, so I'm only able to do about three per show. So let's get into chapter 17, verse 1. Better a dry 2720 morsel 6595 with quietness 7962 than a house full 4392 of sacrifices 2077 with strife 7379. Let me do a little explanation here. The sacrifices were after the priest portion was given to the priest, and they were to eat that sacrifice that night. That had to be eaten. They couldn't let it rest. Otherwise, they had to burn it. So it's better to have just a little dry morsel, just something to eat with quietness, okay, than a whole big sacrifice of what was left of an ox with people, a house full of people that are arguing. It just ruins everything. Okay, verse 2. A prudent 7919. Now this can be slave 5650 or servant. It can be either. Shall have dominion over, 4910, a son that brings shame, and shall share the inheritance, 5159, among the brothers, 251. So, the slave or servant that is very wise and serves his master well might have rule over one of the sons that's a complete fool. And the master will like this servant so much he'll give him an inheritance as if he were one of his own sons. That's a big deal. All right, here's verse 3, you can reference Proverbs 27:21. The refining pot, 4715, for silver, 3701, and the smelter, 3564, for gold, 2091. But Yahweh tests, 974, the heart, 3826, as the inner person. So you refine silver in a refining pot, and you smelt down gold to purify it and scrape off the dross off the top. But Yahweh is the only one that can test or refine the inner being. That's pretty profound right there. Verse 4. An evildoer, 7489, listens, 7181, to evil, 205, lips, 8193. A liar, 8267, listens, 238, to a destructive, 1942, tongue, 3956. All right, the lips and the tongue here are as speech, and listens to when you're regarding the liar, 238, that's gives ear. So an evildoer listens to evil speech, and a liar gives ear to destructive speech. That's pretty tough right there. Verse 5. He who mocks, 3932, the poor, 7326, taunts, 2778, his maker, 6213, capital M, maker. He that is happy, 8056, at calamity, 343, shall not be free from punishment. That's all one word in Hebrew, 5352. So the person that mocks the poor taunts Yahweh. And somebody that really thinks calamity is great, he likes to see it, he will not be free from punishment. That's pretty tough there too. Yeah, I need a little sip of water here. Had to clear my pipes. Oh, that's good. Verse 6. Children's children, that's like grandchildren, are the crown, 5850, of old men, 2205. And the glory, 8597, of children are their fathers. Oh, daddy, daddy. There's nothing better than daddy. Okay? That's great. And grandpa loves the grandkids. Boy, that's a happy one right there. That's nice. Verse 7. Excellent. 3499. Language. 8193 is not fitting for 5,000, that's all one word, fitting for, a fool, 5036. Yes, surely, lying, 8267, lips for a noble, 5081. So excellent language, you know, high speech, is not fitting for a fool because he doesn't know how to use it. He wouldn't understand it if you were speaking it to him. And surely lying lips are not fitting for a noble. For nobility, one that's supposed to be an upright man. Verse 8. A bribe, 7810, is a precious 2580 stone in the eyes of the possessor. 1167. To everything that it turns toward, 6437, it prospers. 7919. And precious is as favor, favored. A bribe buys favor, okay, in the eyes of the possessor, one who has the bribe. And everything to which it's applied, it prospers because it will corrupt the corruptible. And that's a negative one. Verse 9 of chapter 17. He that covers over, 3680, a transgression, 6588, seeks, 1245, love, 160. But he that repeats, 8138, a matter, 1697, separates 6504, close friends, 441. If you forgive an affront, the man that you forgive will love you because you have been kind and forgiving to him. And somebody that's supposed to keep things quiet, but keeps on carrying a tale, separates close friends. He will divide those friends by his speech. He will just keep repeating things until they fall out. Not good. That's not a good person. All right, something happened between these two. They're willing to forget it, but you keep bringing it up, so you're going to keep nagging them until they get into a fight. That's an earthly representation of what that said. Verse 10, a reproof, 1606, penetrates into, that's one word, 5181, the discerning, 995, more than 100, 3967, blows, 5221, into a fool, 3684. So you can beat a fool and you still won't learn anything. But if you reprove someone with discernment, it'll go into him and he'll understand and it'll make a difference. That's a good one. Verse 11. An evil man seeks only rebellion, 4805. Therefore, a cruel, 394, messenger, 4397, shall be sent forth against him. And a messenger here is what they would call an angel. He's going to be punished. Verse 12. Let a bereaved bear meet a man rather than a fool in his folly. A bereaved bear is one that lost his cubs and is just infuriated. So it's better to meet an angry bear than a fool in his folly. Verse 13, whoever returns evil for good, evil shall not depart from, 4185, his house. Verse 14, the beginning of strife, 4066, is as one when one lets out, 6362, water. That's empties his bladder, okay? Therefore, leave alone, 5203, contention, 7379, before it bursts forth, 1566. they don't pull any punches into Scripture. They don't mind talking about urinating. Verse 15, he that justifies the wicked and he that condemns the innocent, even both are an abomination to Yahweh. Flip sides of the same coin. Like these judges and politicians and stuff today, the victim is the criminal rather than the perpetrator of the assault. See a lot of that, especially when the victim happens to be white. Verse 16, what is this? A price in the hand of a fool to purchase wisdom when he has no mind. What good would it do him to purchase wisdom because he can't think in the first place? Verse 17, this is a good one. And you can reference Sirach chapter 6, verses 7 through 10. Listen to this one. A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for times of adversity. Your friend's always, if he's a real friend, he's going to be a real friend. And a brother will come to your aid. He's born to help you in your time of trouble. Verse 18. And Adam, lacking sense, clasps hands in agreement to give a pledge of collateral for another person. In other words, you got to be really stupid to be surety on a debt for somebody. You don't clasp hands in agreement on that. Because if you put up collateral and the guy defaults, you lose your collateral. Think about that. Verse 19. One that loves transgression, 6588, that means breaking the law, loves strife, 4683. And one that builds high, 1361, his entranceway, 6607, seeks a fractured foot. 7667, fractured foot. You build up the entranceway and the step's too high and you bust your foot on the step. Or you try to step off of it and break your ankle. Oh, man. There's humor. Just, oh, wow. Verse 20. I can't help it. He that has a crooked, 6141, mind finds no good. And he that has a perverse, 2015, tongue falls into misfortune. That doesn't need explanation. Verse 21. He that begets a fool has grief. 8424. And the father of a fool has no joy. And just bring you problems. Verse 22. A merry heart does good, like medicine. 1456. But a broken spirit dries up the bones. And bones can be a metaphor for strength. Okay. And merry heart like a medicine. 1456. But a broken spirit dries up your strength. You just waste away. Verse 23. The wicked take a bribe, 7810, from the bosom, 2436, to turn aside the ways of justice. Now, bosom, if you look it up, that means inside the shirt at the waist. They used to tuck stuff in there. They didn't have pants with pockets. Okay? So they stuck stuff inside their shirt. Verse 24. Wisdom is near the face of he that observes. Wisdom is near, 854, the face, 6440, of he that observes, 995. But the eyes of a fool are in the ends, 7097, of the land. All right. Wisdom is right in front of you if you look for it, if you look for it. But a fool looks every place except where he should. That's what that verse means there. And it's entertaining for me to read these. I'm really having a good time doing this. This is fun for me because I love these things, and to share them with you with all the little notes is joyous for me. Verse 25, a foolish son is a vexation, 3708, to his father, and bitterness, 4470, to her that gave birth to him. He vexes and disturbs his father, and it makes bitter his mother. That's bad. Verse 26, also, to impose a fine, 6064, on the innocent, 6662, is not good. Nor to beat nobles for uprightness, 3476. You don't beat the nobility for acting uprightly. They're your leaders. Verse 27. He that has great knowledge holds back, 2820, his words, 561. And a man of understanding is of a noble, 3368, spirit. And 3368 is from 3365. It means moral, worthy, ethical, and noble. Verse 28, and you can reference Sirach, chapter 20, verse 5, and your Apocrypha. Even a fool, when he keeps silent, is considered wise, and he that shuts his lips, intelligent. You gotta love it, folks. These are great. These are truly great. Let me get a little drink of water here. Now, I couldn't unmute the mic. I almost lost my mouse here. We'll get into chapter 18. Verse 1, because of desire, 8378, a man separates himself, 6504. Seeking out, 1245, and exposing, 1566, all wisdom, 8454. That's the man that desires to be wise. Verse 2. A fool has no delight in knowledge, 8394, but only that his thoughts, 3820, be disclosed, 1540. Doesn't want to know anything. He just wants to people to know what he thinks. Who cares? You know, that's what that means. Verse 3. When the wicked comes, contempt, 937, comes also. And with dishonor, 7036, comes scorn, 2781. Ooh. Verse 4. The words of a man's mouth are deep waters, the fountain of wisdom a flowing brook. Oh. Verse 5. It is not good to lift the person of the wicked, to turn from the righteous in judgment. And lift here means to show preference to the person of the wicked. and the righteous and to turn from the righteous and judgment from the innocent. 6662 as righteous would equal innocent when you're judging someone. Verse 6. A fool's lips bring contention. 7379. And his mouth calls for blows. 4112. He's asking for a beating. Oh, boy, have we ever come across those? And you, the guy just talks until you just want to lay him out. Shut up! Boom! Verse 7. A fool's mouth is his ruin. 4288. And his lips are a trap for him. Trap 4170. Oh, man. Verse 8. The words of a gossiper, 5372, are swallowed greedily. 3859. And they go down into the innermost chamber, 2315, of the belly, 990. Is that the spiritual being? Verse 9. And the people love to hear all the gossip, and they just swallow it up. That applies today, doesn't it? Verse 9. He also that is lazy in work is a brother to a lord of destruction. All right, lazy is 7503 and work is 4399. And lord is 1167. That is Baal, but not the false god. It means lord, because Baal means lord. Okay? So, praise the Lord, you mean you're praising Baal? The Lord of Destruction. The name, verse 10, the name of Yahweh is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. Oh boy, that's beautiful. Verse 11. The rich man's wealth is his strong city. And a high wall in his imagination. All right, that's self-delusion. Okay. He imagines he's safe because of his money. Verse 12. The heart of man is exalted. 1361, before his destruction, 7667. But before honor is humility, 6038. Honor comes if you are a humble person, not if you're an arrogant puffed up person. We have too many of those around today. There's verse 13 of Proverbs, or chapter 18. And you can reference Sirach 11, verse 8 in your Apocrypha. This is a key verse. Listen to this. He that answers a matter before he hears it, it is folly and shame to him. Oh, boy, does that apply today. Verse 14. The spirit of a man will sustain him, 3557, during sickness, 4245. But a broken spirit, who can bear it? Verse 15. The mind of the intelligent acquires knowledge, and the ear of the wise seeks knowledge. Boy, oh boy. verse 16. And Adam's gift, 4976, opens the way for him, literally enlarges his way, and leads him, 5148, before great men. Verse 17, the first, 7223, in a legal case, 7379, seems right, 6662, righteous, because he speaks first. Until another person comes and searches it out, 2713. It sounds good as he's talking, he seems right. But somebody comes and investigates and finds out that maybe what he is saying is not all what it's cracked up to be. All right, verse 18. Now we're talking about the casting of a lot for legal decisions. They used to do that back then. They had the Urim and the Thummim, and they would cast these, and Yahweh would cause the decision to be made. Well, that's no longer done. Verse 18, the lot, 1486, causes contention, 4079, to cease, 7673, and divides, 6504, between 996, the mighty, 6099. In other words, you had two rich guys coming together in court, and nobody could come to a decision, so the priest cast a lot. And the lot would fall to one, and he would win the legal case. That's how that worked. Verse 19. Pay attention to this. A brother, 251, literal brother, transgressed against 6586 is stronger, 5797, than a city, 7151. That's a walled city or a fortress. And the contention, 4079, is like the bars, 1280, of a fortress, 759. So if you make your brother angry, it's really bad. Verse 20, a man's belly, 990, and that's as the inner shelf, shall be satisfied, 7646, from the fruit, 6529, of his mouth. With the increase, 8393, of his lips, 8193, he shall be filled, 7646. Now, 7646 is used twice here. The first is to be satisfied, and the second is to be filled. It has several uses in this sentence. Verse 21, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those that love it shall eat the fruit of it. So you say things that cause another man to be killed, you'll reap the consequences of it. That's what that is. Verse 22, and you can reference Sirach 26, verses 1 through 4. Let me get a drink of this ice water. Oh, that's good. Who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor of Yahweh. if you get a good wife. Okay. But they also speak about bad wives in here too. So good luck. Verse 23. The poor use entreaties. Poor is 7326 and entreaties are 8469. But the rich, 6223, answers insolently. 5794. So the poor will entreat you for your favor, but the rich will give you a smart remark. Verse 24. A man's friends must show friendship, 7462. And a loved one, more faithfulness, 1695, than a brother. So no pretend friends. And if you have a loved one, they must be more faithful than a brother. Otherwise, it's going to be bad. Well, let's see. I've got about 20 minutes. I got 29 things in chapter 19. Let's do chapter 19 here. Verse 1. Better a poor man, 7236, that walks in integrity, 8537, than one perverse, 6141, of lips, and a fool, perverse of speech, and a fool. Verse 2. Also, the person without knowledge is not good, and he that hastens his feet fails. Verse 3. The foolishness of Adam perverts, 5557, his way of life, and his heart rages, 2196, against Yahweh. Boy, is that ever true. So many rage against Yahweh because of the foolishness of our people. Verse 4. Wealth makes many friends, but the poor are separated from friends. Everybody wants to suck up to the rich guy. Verse 5. A lying witness shall not be free from punishment, and a speaker of lies shall not escape. And speaker is 6315, and that's literally a breather of lies. Verse 6. Many entreat the favor of the noble as person generous, 5081. And everyone is a friend to a man that gives gifts. 4976. Shallow people. Verse 7. All the brothers of the poor hate him. Yes, surely his friends go forth from him. So if you lose your fortune, they'll leave you. He who pursues words, they are nothing. So you look after just words instead of facts, you're not going to get much. Verse 8, he that acquires sense loves himself. He that keeps understanding finds good. Verse 9, here we go again. A lying witness shall not be free from punishment, and a speaker of lies shall perish. In other words, a breather of lies shall perish. Verse 10. Luxury, 8588, is not fitting, 5,000, for a fool. Also, for a slave to rule over princes. It's not fitting for a slave to rule over the royalty. Verse 11. The good sense, 7922, of an atom defers, 748, anger. And his glory, 8597, is to pass over, as forgive, a transgression, 6588. Be forgiving. What did Christ teach? Verse 12. A king's wrath is like a roaring lion, but his favor is like dew upon the grass. Verse 13. You can reference Proverbs 27:15. A foolish son is the calamity, 1942, of his father. And the contentions, 4079, of a wife are like a continual, 2956, dripping, 1812. She just keeps at it, and keeps at it, and keeps at it, like Chinese water torture, where the drop hits your head. Verse 14. A house and riches are the inheritance of fathers. But a prudent, 7919, wife is from Yahweh. Ho, 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 yes. Verse 15. Laziness, 6103, casts you into a deep sleep. 8639. And a lazy, 7423, person shall go hungry. 7456. Yep. Not today, because they have welfare. Verse 16. He that keeps a commandment, 4687, and this is a king's commandment, keeps his life. And he who holds in contempt, 959, his way, as way of life, shall die. Here's a good one. Verse 17. He that is gracious toward, 2603, the poor, lends to, 3867, Yahweh. He will recompense him, 1576, his reward, 7999. Verse 18. Chasten, 3256, your son while there is hope. 8615. And do not let yourself bear guilt for his death. He chooses his own path. Verse 19. Listen to this. A man of great wrath, 2534, shall bear punishment. 6066. Even if you rescue him, 5337, you must do it again. 3254, he's not going to learn. Verse 20. Listen to advice, 6098, and accept 6901, instruction. 4148. So that you may be wise. 2449 at the end. 319. verse 21. And you can compare this verse to chapter 16, verse 1. There are many schemes, 4284, in a man's mind, but it is the plans of Yahweh that shall stand. Now here's verse 22. There are two versions of this, and both are correct. You can translate these words either way. Now, number one, the desire, 8378, of an Adam is kindness, 2617. Or, it can be translated this way. The greed, 8378, of an Adam is his reproach, 2617. Because desire and greed, 8378, are two uses of the same word. And so is kindness and reproach for 2617. You can use it either way. So you had those versions. And continuing on in 22, and a man of poverty, 7326, is better than a liar, 3577. So even if you're poor, you're better than a rich liar. A little water and lemon here. Oh, that's good. Verse 23. The fear of Yahweh is life, or holding in awe, and abiding, 3885, satisfaction, 7649. You shall not be visited, 6485, with misfortune, 7451. 7451 is evil, harm, calamity, misfortune, displeasing. It's all negative. Whatever you use that word for, it's negative. Here we are, verse 24, and you can reference Proverbs 26:15. A lazy man, 6102, buries, 2934, his hand in the serving dish, 6747. And will not even return it to his mouth. In other words, he's too lazy to eat. He reaches out and sticks his hand in the serving dish and doesn't even bother to just, somebody feed me. That's, oh man. Verse 25. Beat a scorner. 3887, scorner. And the simple-minded, 26612, will be prudent. 6191, he'll see that. And say, ooh, I don't want to do that. And reprove, 3198, the intelligent, 995, and he will understand knowledge. All you have to do is speak to him. Hey, look, this is wrong. And this is why it's wrong. And he, oh, I'm sorry. And he'll learn from that. But you have to beat the other ones. Verse 26. Now this goes to a law. Verse 26. He that assaults, 7703, his father, and puts to flight, 1272, his mother, is a son that causes shame and brings disgrace. And the Torah tells you that if you hit your parents, you're to be put to death. Verse 27. My son, ceasing 2308 to hear instruction will cause you to stray, that's all one word, 7686, from the words of knowledge. Verse 28, a worthless 1100 witness, 5707, mocks 3887, justice, 4941. And that's Belial. That's wicked witness. And the mouth of the wicked, 7563, swallows 1104, iniquity, 205. In other words, that means to conceal by false statements. Lying witness, verse 29. Judgments, 8201, are prepared, 3559, for scorners, and stripes, 4112, for the back, 1460, of fools. And stripes are as blows, a good beating, okay? And they would leave marks. They were not weak like we are today. Somebody does something and let's say some punk steals an old woman's purse and knocks her down. Well, they catch him and they get the purse back and then they just slap him on the wrist, and don't do that. In the old days, they would take that punk out and they would tie him to a whipping post. And that's in this country too, not just in Israel. This country, they would take him and they would flog him. Flog him. They'd whip him with a whip and leave him bloody for doing that. And then they'd put him on a work gang with a manacle around his ankle, dragging a great big iron ball. You hear about the ball and chain? Well, that's what that means. They used to do that because you couldn't run away with that huge iron ball. You couldn't pick it up. You had to drag it. So if they sentenced you to the chain gang, that's what they did. Everybody's chained together. And they had the big old Southern sheriff on a horse with a smoky bear hat and the sunglasses and the shotgun. Oh yeah. How times have changed. They show us how it used to be in these Proverbs. Because Yahweh's law is, if you lie on the witness stand to get somebody punished with a certain punishment, and they're found innocent and they show that you've lied, you're going to have to suffer the punishment you tried to get for the other fellow by lying. It's not going to be good for you. You're not going to get away. If he was to get 10 years in prison and you lied to put him there and they found it out, you would be getting the 10 years in prison. So it was a much more righteous atmosphere. You're just so mean. No, society needs to be protected from evildoers, and evildoers need to be punished. What is wrong with that concept that you just don't get it, liberal? Oh, they're just misguided. Well, 30 stripes from a whip and being on the chain gang for 2 months in the heat of the sun out fixing roads, that will render an attitude adjustment and he won't be misguided anymore. And justice will be served. having to eat the swill that they served in jail. And a good, thorough beating where he's going to hurt for a while. Boy, does that ever wake some of them up? That's what they need. They deserve it. They deserve it. Oh, cruel and unusual. No, it's not cruel and unusual. It's to his benefit. He's going to learn. And if he doesn't learn, he's going to get beat worse. The next time he'll get more strokes of the lash. And if he keeps on being a fool, he'll keep on getting beating. But that's his choice. He makes that choice. He knows the consequences then. And if he keeps on doing crime, well, so be it. He makes his choice. And the rest of us that make our choice to live a decent life and work and take care of our families and pay our bills and be honest, don't steal to make a living, we won't have to worry about the beatings and the chain gang now, will we? And we'll keep this criminal, who's a lifelong criminal, off our backs, because he's just gonna stay in there, and he's gonna get beat, and he's gonna have to heal up, and he's gonna have to do public service work. And I make you bet that if that was in place here, a lot of these people just wouldn't do it. If somebody would rob somebody and shoot them just for their stuff. They would be put to death, and we would not have this vicious criminal victimizing our citizenry anymore. It would put a stop to all that. And it needs to have a stop put to it. Society has fallen apart. You get somebody, they get these serial rapists. They let them out of prison. They go rape the same woman again for revenge. You hang that man. First offense. Get somebody that harms a child. You hang that man. No chance of him being a pedophile anymore. You string him up, break his neck, bury him. Very, very simple. Very simple. Yahweh's laws are justice. And when we rebel against Yahweh's laws, we get punished. And that's what's going on with us now. Our leaders, and even a lot of the so-called church leaders, have rebelled against Yahweh's laws. They want to bring in all these perverts and stuff into the churches and into the school systems and make it legal to do that stuff. Oh, come on now. Give society a break. Well, I'm coming down to the end of the hour. I will be back on Friday the 14th with another new show. Tomorrow is a repeat of in Genesis, because we have so many new listeners. I will talk to you on Friday. May Yahweh bless and keep you. And Shalom Aleichem, my brothers and sisters.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe.